We are learning Mesechta Zivam Mestaf Chav Gimel and Beis, and we are beginning a new Mishnah on top of Gimel and Beis. Misha Kiddush Achas, the next Mishnah is not complicated, just you have to just keep cheshbon, but it's very simple. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Kiddush Achas V'shtei Achoyes. Someone went over to Rachel and Leah, the sisters, and he was Mekadosh, one of them. Ve'ini de'ez me'mekiddush. But if he forgot which one, he was Mekadosh. The halacha is that each one is asked him at Suffolk Eishish. No, he's a get lezeh, get lezu, but get lezu. He gives a get to this one, and he gives a get to this one. He gives a get to both of them because they're a Suffolk Eishish. Meis veloy ach echad. Let's say he dies. So he has this guy, Reuven. He's Mekadosh two sisters. He's one of the two sisters. We're not sure which one it is. He has to give each one a get. Let's say before he gave a get, he dies. Veloy ach echad. He has one brother. He has one brother, Shimon. So now Shimon can't do Yibum to either one because he can't do Yibum to Rachel because maybe real Leah is the wife and Rachel is Achois Ziku Kasai, the sister of the one Zakuk Tim. So he can't marry her. He can't marry Leah for the same reason. So what does he do? He gives Chalitz to both of them. Why does he give Chalitz to both of them? To make sure that he covers each one. We don't know which one is the real wife, and therefore you have to give Chalitz to both of them. You have to give Chalitz to both of them. Chalitz Ushtayim. Let's say Reuven has two brothers. Then one could do Chalitza and one could do Yibum to the other one. He has two brothers, right? He has Shimon and Levi. So Shimon gives Rachel Chalitza. And now Levi could do Yibum to Leah. Why? Because if Leah is Reuven's wife, so then no problem, it's Yibum. If really Rachel is Reuven's wife and this is the sister of his Zekuka, it's not a problem because he already gave Chalitza, he already took off the Zekuka. Right, he took off the Zika through the Chalitza of Shimon. Therefore, Levi can marry Leah. After Rachel is taken care of, so then Leah, Mamad of Shach, is Mutter. Either that's his Yavama, he did Chalitza, is not Zika anymore. Kodmu v'kontzu, ein retziyem miyadam. The halacha is, if, let's say, before he did Chalitza, they went ahead and they both married Rachel and Leah. And they each say, that's Reuven's wife, I'm doing Yibum. So halacha is, you're not Moitzi B'yotam. Why? Because at worst is that when they did they married the Achoy Zuk Kasa, which is Isidar Abanon. And now, when they both are married, that fell off. Because someone did Yibum. Because one of the two did Yibum. So then the Zika is off, so it's not anymore Achoy Zuk Kasa, and therefore they can stay married. But taking in the Reisha, the first case of the Reisha, the Ritva speaks out, if the one brother would go ahead and marry one of them, it would be a problem because that would be a chayz zukasay, and no one took the other zika off because he's the only brother there is. And if he went and married one of those sisters, he married a chayz zukasay, and zika did not come off. So that's the halacha of the first half of the Mishnah, first part. Every part's a new part. Next part. Shnayim shekitchu shtei achayes. Reuven and Shimon will kaddish Rachel and Leah, but they don't know who. Zeh neidea is a kiddush. Zeh noisin, the brothers. What? Not brothers. They're not brothers. I said they're brothers?
I'm asking.
No. So Shkoy speaking out, they're not brothers, yes. Shnayim are not brothers, will kaddish two sisters. So you have two people, will kaddish two sisters, and Zeh neidea is a kiddush. Zeh noisin shnei gittin, v'zeh noisin shnei gittin. Each one has to give two gittin, because we don't know which ones who married to. Meisu zeach. They each have a brother. Means you have Reuven and you have Gimpel. One, they both are Suffolk to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Gimpel. Okay, Reuven and Gimpel are not related. So they each have a brother. Reuven has a brother Shimon and Gimpel has a brother Beryl. So then the loch is Meisu Zeach v'Zeach. Each of those one brothers, Beryl and Shimon, got to give chalitz to both of them because they don't know which one belongs to them. L'zeh echad v'l'zeh shnayim. If one of them, Reuven, has one brother, and the other one, Gimpel, has two brothers, Beryl and Shmerel, L'zeh Shnayim, Hayochid Choylet Shteyim. The one, Reuven's brother, Shimon, has to give chalitz to both of them. V'ashnayim, Echad Choylet Zechav Yabim. The other one, but Beryl's two brothers, Gimpel's two brothers, Beryl and Shmerel, they could do Echad Choylet Zechav Yabim. Why? Why Echad Choylet Zechav Yabim? Because once one of them does chalitza, the other one could do even one of Shach. If it's Gimpel's wife, so he's doing Yibum. If it's Reuven's wife, she was already taken care of through a chalitza of another brother, so she's free. She's not Yivam L'shuk anymore, and they could do Yibum. Kod muvikonsu, eim etzim yodam. If these two brothers went ahead and married both of them, because one of Shach, we took the Zika off now after they get married, because if one of them was Ibum and the other one is only Achoy Zika Kosai, but once they married, everyone married, and they took off the Zika, even though when they did the original marriage wasn't right. But Lamaisa, once they both married, you don't not Maitzi. Lezeshnai and Lezeshnai. It means Reuven and Gimple again. Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and Gimple has two brothers, Barrel and Shmerel. So each has two brothers. Shnayim was there. Lezeshnai and Lezeshnai. Ochav Shazah. So here you can do it like this. Ochav Shazah Chayelitz Achas. You know, one of the Reuven's brothers does chlitz to one Rachel Leah. Ochav Shazah Chayelitz Achas. Ochav Shazah Miyam Chalutz also Shazah. So now you have Reuven with Shimon and Levi, and you have Gimple with Barrel and Shmerel. So Shimon did chlitzah to one of them, to Rachel, and then Barrel did to Leah. So halacha is that the other brother, Levi, can marry Leah, which is the other one's chalitza, chalutzasai, and Shmerel can marry Rachel. So the zem yavin chalutzasai Joseph. Each can be Yavin, the other one's Chalutza. What's the reason? Because now they each got Chalitza, so they each now Shali Yavam L'shuk. So if it was a mistake, because it was the wrong one, so then he could do Yibam. Shali like this. If he goes ahead and marries Yenna's Chalutza, so if that's Reuven, let's say, for example, let's say Shimon's going to marry Leah. So if Shimon's Leah married Levin Avshach, if Leah really belonged to Gimple's brother, one of the, they did chalitza to her, and if it belongs to him, it's Yibum. Therefore, it's not a problem. So Avshach's not a problem. Now, what happens if Kodmu Shnayim v'Cholzu, two Reuven's both brothers did chalitza? The law is the other two should not do Yibum. Lo Yibumu Shnayim, ala Echad Chalitz v'Echam Yavim. They both can't do Yibum. Because one of them will be maybe achoyz zikukasa they didn't take care of yet, so therefore they can't do both yibum, because the first one they're gonna marry maybe wasn't taken care of yet, because that was really his brother's wife and no one did any chalitza or anything on it, so you can't do yibum, and therefore you might be achoyz zikukasa. That means if he's going to marry Rachel, really Leah really is the real wife, and Leah, nothing was done to her yet, even though the other two did chalitza, but Leah wasn't really the other person's wife. So therefore, Zika was not all. So therefore, they shouldn't do Yibum. But if they went ahead and did the marriage, ain mitziyam yadam. Because again, if they both do marriage, then for sure taking off the Zika through the Yibum, and therefore, they could stay married. So the Gemara. So that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is a little bit complicated, but it's not really hard. It's very simple. Just basically, the rule of thumb is that you have to take care of the Yavama Shuk problem, that the Yavama, who's waiting for Yibum, can't marry someone else. And you have to take care of the problem of Achoyz Ziku Kosai. Also, you have to take care of the problem, that problem. And there's another problem here, you can't marry your own Chalutza. That's another issue that comes up in this Mishnah. But all those things are all taken care of when you do this order. If you do one brother does chalitza first, another one does yibum, you take care of these problems. Zot the Gemara, Shema Mina, Kedushin, She'im Esurin Labia, have a Kedushin. We see from here, L'chaira, that Kedushin, She'im Esurin Labia, have a Kedushin. That means, the Gemara has a discussion of Masechus Kedushin. If you make a Kedushin, but it's not possible to do a Bia, is that a Kedushin or not? So here, he'll Kaddish one of the two sisters. Like Rashi says, he says, Hari achas mikem b'kodeshli. One of you two, I'm a Kodeshli. We don't know which one. So there, they're setting up the Kedush in a way, it's impossible to be because you don't know which one's your wife. You don't know which one's your wife. So it's Amos and Labia. So it's a big shayla in Chalakas Nagmar if it's Kedushin or not. And here it's Mashma, it's have a Kedushin, because our Mishnah says, you need a get, and it's a Kedushin. And for the Gemara, how come I? And Tosfos speaks out that it's only kedushin with beer if the kedushin is causing this problem. But like Tosfos b'Avarim, every chayv v'lavin also says ein mesurin l'beer and al do beer. Tosfos says there the kedushin is a good kedushin. Here the kedushin is not a good kedushin. The kedushin is ein mesurin l'beer. So the Gemara Chumash skin on kusha hukru lebsoif nisarvu. Here the case was that it was hukru and then it got mixed up. Here he knew b'shasi made the kedushin. He knew which one it was, but afterwards he forgot. Hooker means he was a hooker, it was recognized. He knew who he's doing Kedushin to, then he forgot afterwards. He's making Kedushin to one Rachel Leah, then he wakes up the next morning, he says, what? Who did I forgot who I did Kedushin to? So there, Beshas the Kedushin was Chal. Dekanami, the Ketonim, any idea is no. Look at any idea. Any idea would be mashma, was never known. Any idea is mashma, it was known now, but maybe you would have known. Shmami, no, Taka, that's the case. So that's the case. What's the chiddush? Of course, you make kiddushin, you forgot who to do. You have to give a gift of both. What's the chiddush? Mike mashma alone. So the Gemara is safer, it's richalei. The chiddush is a safer. The safer says, meis veloy ach, if he dies and he has a brother, the loch is, echad chel to shteim. He does chalitza to both of them, right? His brother chalitza to both of them. He can't do even either one, because maybe there's even one of them, it's really not his brother's wife, the other one's brother's wife. And it turns out, he's marrying achois ziku kosoi. And the Mishnah said for the hoyle shnayim, if there's two brothers, echad chel, one does chalitza, the echem yabim, and the other one does even why, because he took off the zika, or if he didn't take off the zika, then the second one's doing yibum taka. So, and the chiddush of our Mishnah is dafka michlitz vadi yivume. First, brother number one has to do chalitza, then the second one does yibum. Avi yivume berei shaloi. But you can't do yibum first, the kapaga ba'achoyz ziku kasai, because you're pegeya on achoyz ziku kasai. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to do yibum first, because the chshash of being pegeya achoyz ziku kasai, and that is a chiddush. Zok the Gemara Vaitas. So let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. Supposed to be a chiddush. That we have to see, right? Shnayim shekidshu shtei achayis. Two people. Umekadesh two sisters. So again, shvami no kedushin mishum abia have a kedushin. Zok the Gemara hachinami kushahukru v'lebesoif misarvu. Here also is hukru v'lebesoif misarvu. Here also it's not in mishum abia because shasta kedushin. He knew which one he was doing. Afterwards, it got mixed up. Dekanami, the Ketonim, any day, let's have any yadua. Says any, you don't know, don't say any yadua. It was never known. Shmami no, taka, hukku, b'soif, mizarvu, and that's the case, and that, therefore it was Kedushin HaMasur Labia. Mike Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Sefer Tzrichele, the Sefer the Chiddush. It says, Mesu, Leze, Echad, Leze, Shnaim. This is one brother, this has two brothers, Hayachad, Chad, Shnaim, Yachad, has to be Chad to both of them, Vashnaim, Echad, Zachav, Yavim. So, Fekhmar, Pshita, we know that Chiddush already. We hide a ratio. We see on the ratio. They first do chalitz, then yibum when there's two brothers to one of them. Maybe she make gzeira two or to one. By one, you're not allowed to yibum, only chalitza. So maybe you should say two. You won't do that. You won't. By two, you can't do echad chalitza, echad yibum. Why not? Because the halacha is because auto one kamash lo not gzeres auto one. So the question is, don't we know that from the ratio also? Don't we know the ratio also? Chayyur, in that case, why don't you know it from the ratio? So Rashi says like this: Vaha mereisha lo shemina. The hoslam was zeh echad v'zeh shnayim. The soif lemiyav melachada. The kibin the asukim bechalitza the chada. Mitchri nami v'loy miyav mi at yachad oshteim. V'hachim v'soif tevayim miyavin. That's going to the next thing. Sorry. We're going back to that. Agaponim, to hear the chiddush is that there's no gzera auto one. We didn't have a case of auto one yet. Again, sorry. The chiddush of this case is that you make a gzera, you don't make a gzera two auto one. Here, the first case, for ratio, is only a case of one brother or two brothers. Now we have two different people. One has one brother, one has two brothers. So the chiddush is that you don't make a gzera two brothers or to one brother. That's the chiddush over here. Zok the Gemara, and there's another chiddush as well. Ma'od the time, v'davka michlitz v'hoda yevumi. Avivum v'reish aloy the gavaga b'yevama b'lishok. There's another chiddush, like the Mashal says. Another chiddush over here, that you first have to do chalitza and then yevame. Avivum v'reish aloy b'yevama b'lishok, which means the other guy has to do chalitza first. V'davka michlitz means the ach hayechidi has to do chalitza first, and not, he has to do chalitza first, the acha yechidi. Which means, again, the case over here is, one guy has one brother, or one has two brothers. So the first of the chiddush is, you're not gozer two out to one. By one, they can't do yibum, so maybe two shouldn't do yibum either. Kamash lon, they're not gozer. Number two chiddush, like the Marashal explains, and Rashi's Mountain also says, number two chiddush is, that these two, does chalitza, then yibum, has to be after brother number one's brother does chalitza first. Because if not, you're being pagea b'yavam al-ashuk. Because maybe it's really the first guy's brother, and therefore, and that was never done chalitza, and therefore he can't do chalitza and yavum, because maybe it's his wife, the other guy's wife. Therefore, dafka michlitz to the other guy first, and then these two could do chalitza and yavum. That's the chiddush. Dafka michlitz al-yavum, av yavum reish lo yavam al-ashuk. So I'm talking about one more Gemara. So now we have two brothers. This one has two brothers, this one has two brothers. We said Reuben has two brothers, and Gimpel has two brothers, Beryl and Shmerel. Hasu lamali, hainu hach. So ma'al tema, you would think, ligzor dimu yavim v'lechalitza, maybe you do yivim v'lechalitza, kamash v'lo. No, maybe each one of these brothers do yivim v'lechalitza. Kamash v'lo, you're not choshish for that. So here Rashi does, Rashi will read him four. Rashi says, and this you don't know from the Reisha, because in the Reisha, we're not choshish, you'll do yivim for chalitza, or do yivim alone without chalitza. Why not? Because there, since there's the case of one brother, there you have to do chalitza, so he's in the parish of chalitza, he knows he has to do chalitza. Mashenkin here, where each one has two brothers, and each one of them allowed to do yibum, so you would forget about the whole chalitza maybe. Kamash Blon, you first do chalitza, one brother and the other one does yibum.